At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast, last one of 2021. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thanks so much for listening. Got two of my buddies on, regulars on the media podcast. You know them in the NFL and radio and television world. Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football and Fox NFL on Sundays. Andrew Perloff, formerly of the Dan Patrick Show, now beginning his own show on CBS Sports Radio starting next week. A little round table where we just sort of, supposed to be a little 2021 year in review, went off the rails, and it's just a big pop culture sports mishmash of every topic you can imagine, and it's too many to name, so just check it out. Give it a listen. Last year, did an in-depth sports media year in review pod with Andrew Marchand and John Oran. 2 weeks ago, Troy Aikman was on this podcast. 3 weeks ago, Stanford Steve. If you missed any of those, go into the archives, check them out, subscribe, rate, and review. All right, let's not waste any time. Roundtable time now with Peter Schrager and Andrew Perloff right here on the SI Media Podcast. All right, joining me now, we're making this an annual tradition. We did this the last week of 2021. Now it's last week of 2020. Now we're doing it in the last week of 2021. Two of my good buddies who are on the podcast periodically. We've got the very busy Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football and Fox, and Andrew Perloff, who just left the DP show, going out on his own. Schrager, Andrew, happy new year. Happy holidays. Thanks for doing this. How the hell are you, Schrags?
Oh, I'm so good. I love seeing you guys. I hope this is an annual tradition, because I thought we had a blast last time. And good things on the horizon. Jimmy, your podcast is on fire. You had the most viral tweet of the weekend, tweeting out the Belichick New Year's resolution story. I saw 11,000 retweets. And I know for you, we're all about clicks, baby. That's great stuff.
It's all about getting some attention.
New show, you and Maggie, great people. And like 2022 is going to be our year, fellas. I feel it.
I already have an issue.
What's okay. that?
So you had the 11,000 Bill Belichick, you know, press conference. It was awesome. It was the story of the weekend. I was happy for you, but I got 4,000 because James Harden elbowed a Laker in the nuts, and I got that out. I felt like I deserved an honorable mention viral tweet, but you're too busy doing what you were on my TV. Basically, I saw more of Peter Schrager during Christmas weekend than I saw my actual kids. Dang. Because every time I turn on, you're in Arizona, you're in LA, you're on Good Morning Football. Where actually are you? Are you just sort of, are you in like the Delta lounge right now? Or do you actually ever go home?
Height of the pandemic, or whatever version this pandemic is, I was in, I had four flights canceled on New Year's Eve, four. Because of COVID, four Christmas different Eve, crews were canceled. So United, Delta, I finally end up on a JetBlue flight. Last one out, 8 o'clock to Arizona Friday night. I land in Arizona. So just going through airports, height of the pandemic, everyone all at the gate. All right, great. So we do that. That's awesome. Then get to Arizona, sleep for a little bit, get to the field. And then I'm in a field with 80,000 fans, no money in masks, just, you know, on the sidelines, doing the best I can. Awesome, awesome opportunity to do that. Then I get the call that they're going to need me in LA to fill in not only for Fox NFL kickoff, but for Fox NFL Sunday because Blazer was feeling under the weather. So got to LA in the morning, banged that out, then flew back, and then it was on Good Morning Football on Monday. And I'll tell you guys, I'm a Jewish man. I don't have any Christmas to celebrate. I just went to work and I just did what I had to do. And I got to say, it was a great weekend. Hopefully I'm healthy. Hopefully I don't test positive in the next 24 hours. But thank you for noticing, guys.
So it was Good Morning Football Friday. Then you did you were in Arizona for Arizona Indianapolis on Saturday, in LA Sunday for Fox. And then you were back doing Good Morning Football on Monday.
Yes, sir. And now we're recording this on a Tuesday, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York, in my home.
Are you tired?
I am. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
By the way, it wasn't just any normal report for Jay. He was filling in with about 700 injured players or COVID lists for Jay Glazer. So basically, no one on earth knew who was playing in any given game until Peter got on Sunday morning and had, like, they kept going back to him too. He's like, every 5 minutes, somebody else was out of the game.
And the funniest one, not funny for the Chargers, was I'm like, all right, Bosa's out, Mike Williams out, Eckler's out. I'm like, Derwin James might play. And I spoke to my sources in there, and I'm like, but I don't know how much. And then, like, they came back to me on the ins and outs. And I'm like, all right, so Derwin's active, but just because he didn't play. I mean, they didn't even get so. It was
I wish I would have paid.
Of all the things, I'm worried about the Chargers' safety, like, after 48 hours of being awake. And I'm, like, checking my phone nonstop. But it was quite a rush. And I'll tell you what, I would have rather been nowhere else. I fucking loved it. It was great.
I like when the schedule at this time of year, when we get the games on Saturday and, you know, doublehead Christmas, there were games and all that stuff. Perloff, you're here, you know, blowing up Schrager, but you have a big week coming up. Mm-hmm. You've left the Dan Patrick Show after many, many, many years, going out on your own, co-hosting a show with Maggie Gray on CBS Sports Radio, beginning next Monday, I assume.
Yeah, Monday, January 3rd, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Network, Sirius Channel 158. It's going to be the best two-person show on sports TV, sports radio, digitally, TikTok, you name it, Jimmy, all your outlets.
I love that you're on CBS Sports Network too, so I can check in and see, you know, what the answer. Are they going to, like, make you get a TikTok account and do all kinds of goofy videos now?
Oh, I'll do a TikTok dance right now. I don't know how many people will actually watch this compared to Noah. We actually just had a meeting about how to get the word out, because I think that's important. We're talking about, do you ever unfollow somebody because they promote their own show too much? And I said, no, I do not. And that was an interesting question. Jimmy, you're pretty good at promoting your podcast. Like, is there too much? Like, what's the right balance?
No.
Well, okay. So Schrager and I have a thing with this. I hope he doesn't mind me bringing this up. But
okay, let's hear.
Schrager will often complain about Twitter, like we all do. But when I go and check Peter's page, like, Peter follows about 5 billion people on Twitter. So I try to get him to, like, you got to cut that number down, and it will lessen the animosity you have for Twitter. Now, I don't really get annoyed with people promoting their shit, only because I think we all have to do it. And I do think most people do it. Okay. Schrager follows 5,619 people. Mm-hmm. 5,000. I follow 458.
Missing out
on what?
4,400 people that are just crushing
annoying
the content.
Yeah. I think people know that we all have to promote stuff, and I think they sort of ignore it. And I think maybe a few people here and there will unfollow you, but I don't think it's a big deal. That's my take.
I agree. And especially something as cool as a new opportunity in your career, like, it's part of the deal, especially if we're all living in the same ecosystem. I will ask this. You've got this great platform here because people do listen to Jimmy's podcast. Give us the elevator speech, 30 seconds. I'm riding an elevator. Why I should listen to the show and what it's called.
It's called Maggie and Perloff, because her name is Maggie. My name is Perloff. Okay. So we ditched McLovin from the Dan Patrick Show. I'll tell you why you want to watch it, Peter, because it's the funniest show. You know, the conversations that you and Jimmy and I have off camera, we're bringing a PC version of that where we're old friends. It's got a PTI feel, like Tony and Mike, but updated, more modern, more edgy, you know, more with it. We're going to be talking about things like TikTok, the TikTok, But it's honestly, like, because we both have real sports jobs, but we hope to be funny and sort of alter, you know, just more of like what you and I talk about. Mm-hmm. As compared to, I think a lot of shows are just kind of a talking head. Like, I watch a show on an unnamed four-name network where they just spend about a half an hour talking about, is this team a contender, and spitting out the same facts. We're going to try and be a little more interesting, a little more funny, and a little more different.
Okay. I still think the show should have been called Pearl Gray, like the tea.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jimmy, you know Maggie pretty well. There is one thing. Okay. She's actually the only woman in this space hosting a sports talk radio show nationally. Any stereotype about like the male, female, she's vicious. She is like a Bill Belichickian mean. Mm-hmm. We call her Machiavellian Maggie. Whereas I definitely fall into the Ted Lasso line of thinking, like, I'm like, well, Tua seems really nice. I know that he can't throw the ball 38 yards in the air, but I am so buttery soft. I have to kind of work on that.
You also have like horrible takes, and that's what makes it good. So like horrible. You throw anything out there. Yeah.
I can't think of any examples, Jimmy. There's no horrible. I don't know what horrible.
If there's a about. Shitty quarterback in the NFL, Perloff loves him. Perloff sees the talent in all the Bay quarterbacks.
I'll tell you, we started Good Morning Football in 2016. And that first week when it was like, all right, here are the signature segments. We're going to do something called the water cooler. We're going to do something called facts you don't know. I know those brainstorm meetings you're in right now. Yeah. Is there a segment you're excited about or some part of the show you're excited about? Because I think one of the coolest deals you have right now is you can build it from the ground up, and that's the best part.
Oh, we have all sorts of, we call them buckets. We have like 15 of them. My favorite one is what's not trending, because in a practice show, I couldn't think of anything to say. So I said, what's not trending is sound guy Stu sweater, and just did 5 minutes on that. But I like ones that are just complete opposites of the, you know, I don't want to see buy or sell. So we're trying to make them a lot different than that. I brought Against the Grain because, you know, Against the Grain was my,
that's what I meant by your shitty takes against.
Yeah, you know who started that, Jimmy? It was an editor at Sports Illustrated, Don Bonbasuto, who now edits Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback. He's the one who thought of Against the Grain. Against the Grain is a nice way of saying contrarian takes. But then Skip Bayless took contrarian takes and made $50 million off of it. If people had supported me when I was making bad takes, Peter, you don't even know these bad takes. Do you know the bad?
My Tomlinson one.
Tomlinson runs 8 yards farther, but it all started with Tom Brady. We were together in like 05 or 04. Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls and was the hero of the Patriots, but he wasn't leading them to Super Bowls. Where did you remember where you stood on? He was kind of part of the Patriots system. So Jimmy goes, oh, you're calling Tom Brady a system quarterback. And it just took off from there. And then, but you know what I'm talking about. You were there for the early Patriots days.
Of course. And part of Good Morning Football, it's like, Kay will post something and the ex player, whether it be Nate or whoever it is now, will probably take the conventional take. And then me and Kyle have to kind of look at each other in a showdown and be like, all right, we can't all just say the same board. Like, one of us has to take. So today, for example, it was, should the NFL be scared of the Dolphins right now? And my answer is no. And I'm looking at Kyle right in the eyes and I'm like, you got to take it, bro. And then he's like, here's why you would be scared of the Dolphins. And I'm like, yes, Kyle took it. But, you know, like, that's just television and radio. Like, it can't just be three people across the board being like, no, next question. You got to make something out of it. And then the Dolphins fans listening get super pissed. And that's the kind of the magic and the art behind all this. And, you know, I go on Simmons's podcast once and like every week he's got a new one. And I'm like, you are just a take machine. And I respect it.
This is why I like having my own show, because I would never be able to do that. I would never be able to just like give the take that's needed. I don't have it in me.
All right, let's try it here. Make the case for why the Tennessee Titans can win the AFC. Go.
They can't. That's why I can't be on the show. Yeah. Like Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill's not that good, so they won't. It's that simple. Like
we did a rehearsal show today and we were fighting over who had to take the Pro Tua take. I did not want the Pro Tua take. I'm curious what Kyle came up with, because just because you beat Ian Book in a 20-3 game, like, it's hard to make that Pro Tua.
I think Kyle's take was you only drive the car to the keys you're giving the car to, and they don't ask him to do much more. He does everything they ask him to do and they win games. So who can critique that?
I saw the greatest tweet on Tua. They show a graphic saying Tua Tagovailoa completed 7 passes a row, pan out, and they're on the Dolphins' 32-yard line.
That's actually pretty funny. That's a good one. See, bring that to the radio show and you'll be okay. Yeah. Bring that to the radio show.
I think the best thing you guys have going is that, and I would think that's important, is that you and Maggie are just likable people. And like, I would want to hang with you guys. You don't have bad bones in your body. You're not self-promoters. You're not trying to, you know, be overrun with ambition. And I feel like that's a pleasant listen. Now, I don't know if that works in the New York market. They're not looking for pleasant listen, but you guys are likable people. And I would definitely enjoy an hour listening to you.
Yeah, we're national and it's 3 hours. So we'll just focus the first hour on things that interest Peter Schrager. Then hours two and three will go on thing. And by the way, that's old, Andrew. I'm not like one anymore. I'm a hot take machine right now. And I totally disagree with everything every one of you said. And here's why. It's all LeBron James' fault. What are the hot takes that get you paid a lot of money? Jimmy, you follow this stuff.
Yeah, just throw out something about LeBron James. Big topic right now is like, you know, say something about Aaron Rodgers not being vaccinated.
Yeah.
Get into, you know, NBA was better when the defense were allowed to mug you. I mean, the standards, you know, the hits, go ahead, go ahead.
Why is the Cleveland Browns always part of this mix? I've seen metrics at ESPN. The Browns are like the Cowboys number one, but the Browns seem like the number two polarized.
He's a lightning rod. Baker's a lightning rod.
Yeah.
I'll give you one. True. And we learned it from Good Morning Football. And take a shot at Lamar Jackson and see where you end up on the side of the road.
Lamar Jackson, not a good quarterback.
Maybe I can be on Good Morning. Very defensive of Lamar going back to his college days, and it's not a race thing. It's just that he can't throw. And he goes on and wins MVP. Then there was a whole thing of Huntley might be better than him, and then it was a Lamar army came out. Like Lamar has his supporters.
If you want to go 10-6 or whatever, now that's 17 games, 11-6 in the regular season and get to the first round of the playoffs, Lamar Jackson's fine. If you want to win a Super Bowl, your quarterback has to be able to throw. He can't, so they're not going to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, let me propose something for you guys. If you're the Ravens and Lamar's going into a contract year, would you rather pay Lamar Jackson $35 million for 5 years, or would you rather pay Huntley $3 to $5 million and see where you go for the next couple of years? Jimmy,
why does it have to be those two choices? Is there's no other choice to get a different quarterback?
Sure, you're going to walk away from Lamar and see door number two?
I mean, can you get Russell Wilson for 1 or 2 years and put him on that team? I bet you can win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Wait, Jimmy, Peter, I'm doing the math. $35 million for 5 years. That's $7 million a year for Lamar Jackson. That is a bargain.
That is a bargain.
Now,
are you worried about injuries? I know that's always a cop out in all these arguments. You always say if healthy, you know, it's always like they're going to go 9-7 if healthy. So I think that if healthy argument, because Lamar, you see it this year, takes some punishment.
They're going to pay him based on every intelligent source that I've got. And I think it's one of those deals like, well, we love you. We built our team around you. We might as well ride or die with this guy, and we'll see. But they love him there in Baltimore. I don't know.
I'm sure there's a hope there that they can develop him into someone who can throw better than he does. I don't understand it's not going to happen, but
every time I watch the Ravens, they have one guy who can catch the football. And why you don't have four guys on Mark Andrews at all times? And it feels like they do cover him a lot, but once in a while, that guy breaks free. That's more than even Cooper Kupp and the Rams. Like he is that one. He's the one pass. Right.
I got to take control of this podcast because I really don't want to break down the Ravens offensive weapons. It's just not what I want to do here. The last podcast of 2021. So we're going to just cut it right now. I'm not getting into like Hollywood Brown skill set on the SIV.
Keep it all podcast. In. We got a Sammy Watkins portion of the show.
There are a few things I do want to discuss with you guys going through the year.
Duvernay, is that what you want to discuss?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perloff's trying to give me like, you know, cover two defenses on the Ravens and Mark Andrews. I just can't.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We got it. You mentioned it earlier. We've got to talk about this Belichick video for a second. Mm-hmm. First of all, I thought he handled it tremendously well, but I will say Schrager mentioned that I tweeted it and a lot of people sort of jumped in the fray in my mentions. Mike, I can't tell you how much it depressed me and almost ruined my day. Like, the stupidity of people in this country is off the charts. We knew that already, but people saying the woman should lose her job.
Oh.
People saying because in my tweet, I said, this is the most courageous journalist I've ever seen. People are like, you do realize there are people in war fields. People saying she should have gotten thrown out of the room. It's not the time and place. It's a stupid football game. No one cares. I mean, no one can laugh and have fun. And I actually think it's a good question. Now, listen. Time and place, maybe not right. Maybe get them before a game, not after a loss. But I dare you to find me someone who wouldn't want to know Bill Belichick's New Year's resolutions. And I will say this. Here's my question for you. I watched it 10 times and laughed every time. Did he handle it the right way? Or do you think it would have been better if he would have been like, I'm going to try to journal a little more and then like moved on? Like, what do you think the right approach there was for Bill Schrags?
What's interesting is I was at a Super Bowl media day. I guess it was in Arizona, the year they played the Seahawks. And, you know, you're like, Belichick's not going to have fun with any of this stuff. Everyone's got his question. And someone asked him about, you know, a movie. And he went into a deep conversation on My Cousin Vinny and his love for My Cousin Vinny. And everyone being like, oh, that was great. And then someone asked him about music. And he was like, Bon Jovi. I'm a huge Bon Jovi fan. And it's like, all right, so there's something there. What I respect from the question is that we've seen millions of press conferences post game, wins, losses. Never are we ever talking about a question that comes from out of nowhere. That was the beauty of it. It was the element of surprise in week 16 of Belichick's 21st year with the Patriots to be asked what his New Year's resolution was going to be, because people around the country are wondering. And Jimmy, I got to ask you, because you did the first part of the story by tweeting out the video, which was excellent. The second part of it is, who is the journalist? What publication? And finally, where is this beautiful article that she's working on?
So I do have a little intel on that, but I got to put my phone on to give you the information. But I will say this, give her credit too, though. She did say she apologized before she asked the question. And she said, sorry, but I have a non-football question. It wasn't like, you know, he's like, oh, you know, we just got to get Mac Jones to play better. Bill, what are your New Year's resolutions? Like, she set it up nicely. Yeah. And like, I watched that thing like the Zapruder film. He turns at first. And I think for a split second, he goes, am I going to light this person up? And then he pulled it back and just said, maybe next week.
I'm going to give a little more context too, because on Monday, he apologized the Monday before this game. He apologized for the way he treated the media Saturday night after the loss against the Colts. Furthermore, give this woman credit, because not that Mr. Go out and live your life. She went to the game. She was in person. She's not sitting on a Zoom asking from the couch. It's not on Twitter. All the people knocking her on Twitter are usually living inside and just watching and consuming things in social media. This journalist was boots on the ground.
Right. There were people who acted like the sanctity of like a funeral, like someone went to a funeral and pissed on the coffin. Like all she did was ask a question. Perloff, weigh in on this.
Well, I got to give this credit to Maggie Gray, my partner. She said, no, what would be really gutsy is if the Patriots lost Super Bowl, the Bucks, like 38-35, Bill, you just lost to Tom Brady by a field goal. But you've had a lot of time to circle back on that New Year's resolution thing, whatever ended up happening with that. that would be great.
If they get to a Super Bowl, someone will ask him at Media Day.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, Bill Belichick might be the last person in America to actually have New Year's resolutions. What is it? What is his resolution? To hydrate more? Go to the gym? What is Bill Belichick's resolution?
As I'm saying, she asked a great question. I want to know his resolutions.
Stop Mark Andrews. Then now, you cut the Mark Andrews conversation short.
Can I share something with just the two of you and no one else? Yeah. It doesn't leave this conversation because I would not be able to say this to people. So you saw the Brady comment about, I wish I was as brave and courageous as her.
No.
There was a part of me with my massive ego where I was like, I wonder if Brady saw my tweet because I said the woman was courageous.
Huh. Definitely.
I want Tom Brady to see one of my tweets one day.
Are you sure he doesn't follow you?
He might follow you.
No, he does not follow me. You guys are ridiculous. Does Tom Brady follow you?
Jimmy, you were followed by a lot of big people.
Not the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, there's a level here, Perloff. There's a difference between getting followed by, you know, I don't want to say a name because then I'll come off as an insult. But
does Chrissy Teigen follow you?
Yeah. But we go back from the SI days.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, she made me cupcakes, brought them into the office one day many years ago.
I have a lot of mid-level, lower level, like Taylor Heineke level quarterbacks who follow me. Peter, you have a lot of
there you go.
You probably have some random NFL guys who follow you. A ton.
I'm sure all the NFL. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh, well, Jimmy, you know what's weird, though, about that topic? I know this is a fact that Peter told me. You go into any facility, and I've heard this, Peter is talking to 32 team facilities. Yeah. Knowing that the GM and the coach are just sitting there watching him, waiting for what he's going to say.
Yeah, it's Good Morning Football. It does not have crazy ratings like as ESPN or ESPN2. We don't compete with like First Take in that. But the one audience we have is a captive audience is the NFL building. So all 32 buildings have it on because A, it's league owned. So it's just on. And B, they don't want to hear basketball talk. They want to, and our show goes kind of inside. So like, you know, I'll go to the Colts Cardinals game and Chandler Jones runs across the field to dap me up. I've never met, like, you know, I'm like, oh, hey. And he's like, love the show. I'm like, great. Appreciate it. Like
every NFL player and coach and GM knows Schrager.
Yeah. So they watch it and they, and you know, I'll throw out this guy should be a special teams. This special teams coach should be considered for a head coach. And then I'll get a note from the guy within 30 seconds. Like, hey, this is my number just so you have it. I'm like, all right, cool.
Go ahead. You go.
Was that a lot of pressure? Like, do you have to do you think about that? Say you were going to rip.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty honest. Like today I didn't trash John Lynch or Jimmy, but like, I kind of went into what happened with Lynch and the accidental tweet and how that can't be happening in week 17. And then Jimmy didn't play well. I'm like, those are my guys. I love Jimmy. I know Jimmy well. I know John Lynch since Fox. Like the two of us are very good, but like, you just got to be you. You can't live that way.
What I would think is maybe a little difficult for you sometimes, because I get it too. You know, I've gotten to know some players here and there over the years, and you want to take it easy on guys you like or good to you. Where I would have a major issue if I was on your show, and I don't know, maybe it's easy for you. You can't bash the league. And that, like, I don't know how, like, if I was
how
on that
you
show,
want to bash the league. So
I was on Good Morning Football this morning, the first thing I would have said was, if you watch more than the first quarter of that game last night, you should check yourself into a mental institution.
I watched the entire game though.
Right.
But I
watched that was offensive that game took place last night. Offensive. Ian Book had no business being on that field. That was not a real game. See, one of the topics I wanted to get into is I do not in any circumstances want to discuss COVID, but I will say this. We're getting to the point where the season's going to need, and it's a tainted season at this point. Ooh. That game last night was not a real game on any level whatsoever. And there were playoff implications because of it. It's all going to hell in a handbasket. Now, you can't go say that on Good Morning Football, and I understand that. But that's what the reality – I mean, now you have Carson Wentz missing a game, playoff team, and you know, team in the play. The season is becoming a joke, unfortunately, in the last few weeks here. Yeah. That's how I feel.
I don't disagree.
Andrew, I'll let you weigh in because I don't want Schrager to get in trouble.
Well, they added an extra regular season game, so backup quarterbacks is nothing new. We've had that forever, Jimmy. I mean
– No, we're down to fourth. Trevor Siemian has no business in the league, and he couldn't play.
Matt McGloin started.
Doesn't bother me.
Connor Cook started a playoff game a couple years ago. The Raiders.
But that was one. That was one instance. But that was one instance. This is every team's getting decimated.
I've been hearing all year long about how they loved Ian Book. So I was surprised how bad he was. But also, so you were probably the person ripping Carson Wentz 2 weeks ago when he completed five passes, and now the Colts are lost without this backup quarterbacks are a huge deal. They have been forever. I mean, you've won fantasy leagues, right? Where some guy on the Panthers who never played before, that's what happens late in the season.
It's not just a quarterback position. Teams are getting hit at every position.
What do you want them to do, Jimmy?
I don't want them to do anything. Well, here's my question. Why did they postpone three games the week before?
They should. That I agree with. As an Eagles fan.
Well, they postponed three games a week before, but then last night when the Saints had no players.
The Saints fielded a team last night. The Saints fielded a team.
I mean, that was rough.
Yeah, I don't know. Cam Jordan and Alvin Kamara and Marshawn Lattimore and
that game was
DJ close. Williams. There's some players.
The game was fairly close. My worst nightmare is they shut down the season like they've done.
They're never going to shut down the season because no one's getting sick. Right. I don't want to talk about COVID. I'm just saying.
I will say this, Jimmy. The thing about talking about the league, I come at the officials on our program, and I will tell you this honestly. I come at them hard. And after that Seahawks-Rams game, you could say I'm in bed with McVay or whatever you want because he's my buddy. I said, that was an embarrassment last night. After Thanksgiving, I said, that was an embarrassment with 28 penalties. No one wants to see Sean Hockley on national television. And to a man, 5 years on this show, I have not once heard from the league office or any of our producers being like, ease up on the officiating.
That's good to hear. Now, let me ask you this. You guys don't think there's going to be a playoff game where a team probably loses because they're losing players because of COVID?
Of course. What do you mean? It's the real world.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you want to do? You want to play games in March? You want to play games in 2027? I mean,
I hate that the season's been ruined. It bothers me. It's very frustrating.
Then go stop COVID.
No, I think at the high level, at the high level, those teams are going to be fine. I feel like you're going to see Tampa Bay and Green Bay in the playoffs, and those are going to be legit teams.
I hope so. No, that's what I want to see, and I'm hoping that happens. All right,
I will say this. I got a text from a friend being like, I lost my fantasy league because of freaking Dalvin Cook. I'm like, what do I tell you? Like,
well, I don't care about anything that happens with anybody. When as soon as someone messaged me about their fantasy league, it's
delete that number.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did either of you watch the Madden doc on Christmas?
I watched it.
Pearl off, you're a disgrace.
I got a screener. I watched it. Jimmy, I loved it. What'd you think?
I loved the 75% of it. I love like 75. The first 75% of it I thought was the stuff they did on his coaching and broadcasting was tremendous. I didn't need to see anything about the video game and the all Madden team. No, but there were so many tremendous. First of all, I thought his wife was tremendous.
Awesome.
And little nuggets that maybe I knew and forgot, but you know, the first game John Madden ever did as a broadcaster was with Bob Costas.
Bob Costas. So good.
Before he got the Madden Cruiser, he was renting Dolly Parton's tour bus.
So good.
The first 75% of that, when it's on his coaching and broadcasting, was tremendous television.
And as someone who does a lot of sports media stuff, there was some really interesting insight on there about Summerall and Brookshire. And then, okay, we're going somewhere. But here's the other thing. As a Fox employee, like, Eric Shanks runs Fox Sports. Eric Shanks is the person on camera doing a promotional shoot with the 91 Falcons. Like, it's incredible footage, and there's just archives of it. Madden on the cruiser with Brett Favre. Like, I thought it was great. And the little thing that they did, and I spoke to Joel Santos, who is the guy who made it and is fantastic. He's the one who does all the best features for Fox. Spoke to Joel about it on Sunday. I saw him. And I'm like, where did you think to get, like, the Tough Actin, Tenactin commercial? Or the button? He goes, that was like the last thing we added. It was like literally like a week before we put it to bed. We're like, let's throw those in there. And I'm like, that might've been the best part about it.
It didn't get a ton of play while he was broadcasting because social media wasn't around and the internet wasn't around. And I think if those two things were around, his whole thing with the bus and the not flying would have been a major thing that people would latch onto. The guy in 1980 got on a flight, had a panic attack, said, "I will never fly again," in 1980, and never, ever flew again.
Jimmy, they interviewed the bus driver. Yes. He's still alive. Like, yes. Incredible.
Yeah, Pearl, if you got to check it out. You got to watch it.
Kind of spoiling the whole thing, though.
No, we're not. It was on already. It aired.
Yeah. It's streaming January 3rd. I wanted to catch up because I knew you guys were going to talk about this, but I was there. You know, I remember Tom Brookshire, Philly guy.
Yeah. I'll add one part that I thought was so interesting. And it's, you know, he retires at age 42 and is like, "I'll never coach again." And all of these guys go back. Madden never coached again.
Yeah.
Quick question. Did they talk about the terror that we all felt as kids when Pat Summerall would say, "And tonight on Murder, She Wrote," which meant, "Oh crap, I have all my homework to do. And I've just been sitting here watching." Just hearing that CBS, those graphics, I'm like, oh no.
The 60 minutes clock still to this day gets me depressed.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. That was the worst thing as a kid. And I do remember, I'll Be Looking Live. How about a Brent Musburger? Jimmy, would you watch a Brent Musburger doc?
Oh, absolutely. They did a great 30 for 30. Well, no, they did a Jimmy the Greek 30 for 30 where Brent was heavily featured. Brent's got a lot of history. Brent would be a great subject for a doc.
I get sent a lot of books by I got sent a book and I'm kicking myself. I don't have the author's name, but it's called We're Looking Live. It's all about solely that CBS NFL Today. And it goes through Phyllis George. It goes through Irv Cross. It's a fantastic book if you're into this stuff. It's called You're Looking Live. But I didn't realize that Brent and Jimmy the Greek are at a restaurant in New York City and getting a fist fight the day before the show. Like crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys know the story about Irv Cross.
No,
he was my dad's gym teacher in Cheltenham after he retired from the Eagles at age 25.
What? That's amazing.
Cheltenham High School, where Kyle Pitts went before he transferred.
Was he injured? Like, why did he retire at 25?
I don't think he had a long NFL career. I don't think he was that good. Right. I hope I'm not wrong about that. I mean, Peter Red, You're Looking Live.
Yeah, I don't recall what it was. I mean, what's interesting about the Irv Cross, obviously, is he was the first person of color on one of those shows. But like, there wasn't a bad word said about this guy his entire life. And like, he was surrounded by a bunch of sharks and it just seemed like everyone was going for everyone's job in that industry. Like, Irv Cross was viewed as like this man of great class, like almost like an Arthur Ashe figure, where it was like he could do no wrong. It was just a fantastic gentleman, you know?
Yeah, he only played 6 years in the NFL, wasn't even a great player. He wasn't even like a Pro Bowler.
He's great on TV, that's for sure. Let's talk about some 2021 highlights and lowlights if we want. Just do a little recap here. Let me start with this. Since we're talking about Madden and Irv Cross and this and that. Besides the top guys, don't give me, you know, the Al Michaels, the Bucks, the Aikmans. Mm-hmm. Is there an NFL broadcast crew, reporter, personality, anyone who you feel flies under the radar, flew under the radar in 2021 that you'd like to give a little shout out to?
I will begin.
Schrager will begin.
I am in the business of information. I am in the business of who's got accurate stuff. I'm in the business of who's going to break a story that's different than everyone else. And a lot of the stuff that you see are injuries, free agent signings. I thought, and I'm friendly with them from the NFL Network, but we're not best friends and I don't socialize with them beyond whatever it is. I thought Tom Pelissero's story on Urban Meyer took down Urban Meyer is a king, an empire. It took it down with one article and then it opened up the floodgates. And to see that kind of journalism in 2021, where it's a lot of stuff where the coaches have buddies in the media and the league is in bed with this guy. And then he had four different stories, James Robinson and the Trevor Lawrence stuff, then the Marvin Jones fight. I don't think that article got enough press that Urban Meyer is the first coach in the history of the NFL to be a first-year coach fired in season. I mean, that's incredible. And so I think Tom Pelissero for like a little bit of like, hey, here's some shit on a team, a story that Sam Smith was writing, you know, for years in the 90s, and we got stuff all the time in the 90s. I don't think we get that stuff anymore. And I thought that was kind of cool. So from a football perspective, Pelissero, and he's really good on TV.
That was probably the NFL story of the year.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it was an NFL, the Shield, that he worked for the Shield and did that story was incredible. Mm-hmm. But his hair is too perfect all the time. Peter, you could speak to this. Tom Bellisario, it's like that cut, that is so sharp. Honestly, you get near his hair. I'm more of a James Palmer guy. James Palmer is like Tom Pelissero light. He's actually a Philly guy. He's the greatest guy. So I feel like Tom Pelissero, like, I don't know if I could be, like, we'd be good friends. I don't know him personally.
Blue guy.
He's a great, he's in from Minnesota.
Dark wit. Sometimes will send me texts that I did not expect coming from that person on TV. And I'm like, I like this guy. So very
I'd like good. If he had a bad hair day once every while, you know, I feel like that's what's missing, but that was an amazing story.
It's a good story. No lie. Paul Rudd lives in our neighborhood now in Brooklyn. And I saw him recently and he was talking about watching NFL Network. And he's like, my kids, you know, one of them loves Pelissero. The other one loves James Palmer. And I'm like, I love that he's watching like that. So there you go. Paul Rudd,
oh my God.
Sexiest man watching James Palmer in the mornings.
Did you get Paul Rudd to autograph a copy of the People's Sexiest Man issue?
I have not. Should I ask?
I mean, he's in your neighborhood. Why not?
By the way, I'm in your neighborhood too, Peter. And I'd kill to hang out with. I almost chose my kid's school because it's just the off chance that I could become friends with Paul Rudd.
Well, we'll all hang at some point if he picks up my phone call.
Don't even. But this is, we're being honest here. This is a house of honesty. We're not all. Do you saw that, Jimmy? You could see like his eyes went off to the right. We'll all hang at some point. There's no way.
You get the text like, oh, we didn't realize we were going to hang. We'll get you next time.
Meanwhile, my favorite person. F. Paul Rudd, he's no, but my favorite person in the world is Adam Sandler. And I'm waiting for Perloff to invite me into one of those sessions.
Yeah. I have a movie coming out where I actually have a speaking line with Sandler in May. No big deal. You know,
what's the movie called? Is it the Sean Payton one?
No, it's called Hustle. Although people were a little mean about the Sean Payton one. Nobody said it was like this. Remember the Titans. They have a comedy about Sean Payton and Twitter is killing them for like, Kevin James doesn't look like Sean Payton. He's not supposed to look.
So it's a comedy about a guy who got banned from the league for paying people to put bounties.
It's about him coaching a middle school team in the year. It's closer to Bad News Bears, Little Giants.
There are people in New Orleans. There's no one in America who cares about Sean Payton coaching a little league team the year he was suspended?
Interesting take, Andrew.
Nobody cares.
What do you want, a Bountygate movie? Like, is that going to
Yes, that would be more interesting.
Oh, okay.
Are you blind? Like, so Rudd is one of my favorite guys in the world. And if he was to come out with a bad movie, and I'm being honest, I don't think he has, like, I would probably have to see it and love it. Are you so blindly loyal to the Sandler crew that, like, you see that Sean Payton commercial and you're like, this looks great?
I've been in 5 Sandler movies. I still get a random check from the week of, which is about Chris Rock and Adam Sandler. I don't even know. I was on camera for maybe this half a second walking across the parking lot.
Is that the one where their kids were getting married? I like that one.
I'm in that. Every 3 weeks, every like 3 months, a random check for $14 comes in. So this is my livelihood, Peter.
Tell Jimmy about how I was in the green room at Dan Patrick when Sandler was there. Like literally like a giddy kid. I could not get over it.
Yeah. Oh my God. We could be sometimes Peter used to come in a lot when we were in New York and I'd be like, Peter be like, can you introduce me to this guy? Then I'd come out and introduce him. Peter is already bro hugging him and best friends with the guy before I even, it's ridiculous.
What was the name of the popular Sandler movie with the gamp where he's the gambler? The last like big one he did. What was
Uncut
the name of that?
Gems.
Uncut Gems. I'm 99% sure that before Uncut Gems, the last Sandler movie I saw was Wedding Singer.
Well, you miss out a lot,
bro. Yeah, Zohan.
No, didn't see it.
Really?
I'm not a Sandler guy, so I stick out like a sore thumb in this conversation.
Okay.
I mean, I love The Wedding Singer, and I love The Wedding Singer. I thought Uncut Gems was okay, but I thought he was brilliant in it, and he should have won the Oscar for it.
Jimmy, yeah. You like the Netflix comedy special where he tours around and does?
Oh, so good.
It's really funny. It's like kind of old Sandler.
Sentimental too. Like it reminds you of his old CDs you listened to in high school.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't listen to his CDs in high school.
You didn't Medium Pace? You didn't listen to Tollbooth Willie? None of this?
I was never a Sandler guy.
What were you guys listening to? Bob Newhart? What were you listening to?
Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Perloff, do you have a media person you'd like to shout out for 2021?
I was so scared because I feel like you guys are like real pros at naming that. Like, I feel like...
We don't need a preamble. Just say it.
Just say some name.
Yeah.
I was listening to
say you don't want to say your name.
I don't want to say a million because I think you guys are going to judge me and be like,
we will judge you for sure.
I don't always, I watch a lot of Red Zone and I watch games with sound off, but I watched a Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma game the other day on Fox. Great. Enjoyed it very much.
Great team.
And I love guys like Kenny Albert and Ian Eagle, the way they play with talent and play off talent and be funny is hysterical to me. Bro, Ian Eagle is my favorite.
You're not allowed to name Ian Eagle. I said, you can't name the like the A-listers. You had to give me like an under the radar. So that's so good with Kenny Albert and Vilma.
And I have a theory on guys. It's not the individual talents. It's the chemistry of the two. Like I feel like if you take Romo and Nance away from each other, they're not as good. Maybe Nance is good with anybody. But honestly, I like the interplay. And I noticed there was Jonathan Vilma accidentally cursed on air. I think he was doing the Eagles Giants. And Kenny called him out like 10 seconds later. He's like, oh, I thought you were going to let me go. And I was laughing out loud funny. So I like familiarity. I'm actually not... I don't need like the biggest names on it. I like guys who are more conversational. So I feel like everybody, you know, if you look at any list, everyone likes Aqib Talib because he's much different. He's a lot of fun. But to me, it's like the guys who are comfortable within their own skin and are conversational.
That's great.
Good job.
Oh, thanks guys.
It's a good
anyway,
job.
Back to how me, you and Paul Rudd are getting brunch next Sunday. Yeah. We have so many celebrities, Jimmy, you know, we live together. There's so many celebrities in our neighborhood.
I know. I can tell you guys are very.
It's really Brooklyn.
Enamored with the celebrities.
Oh, I know. Well, Peter opened the name dropping.
Give me your best celebrity interaction in the last 6 months in Brooklyn, New York. Let me hear.
This is awkward because the celebrity was not aware that I was stalking him down the street. Oh, but every time, so Keyshawn Johnson lives very close to me.
So random. All right, go on.
And I could tell he was going to the specific restaurant. So I went out of my way to sort of like a few blocks out of the way to pretend I was walking by. And I'm walking up to introduce myself. I'm like, oh, and then I get an energy from him. Do not talk to me. Not to me in particular.
You know it.
He puts it off like, listen, I'm a fine guy, but do not talk to me. So I walk up to introduce myself and then I turn right around and totally
I'm surprised you're a walk up to the guy kind of guy.
I'm okay. Not, but it's a neighbor you've seen like five times. So there are a lot of guys in our neighborhood who I've actually seen, and I don't have to, like JJ Redick was right around the corner. I see him all the time. I never go up to him. Brandon Marshall, the NFL player, lives around the corner. I go up to him because he's incredibly friendly. But generally though, if I see a celebrity in New York City, I do not go up. Do you guys, what's your policy?
No, same. If they make eye contact and they perhaps are football fans, maybe they'll give that like, I know, and they'll say, what's up? And I had a really good one the other day, and it's not a huge celebrity, but it was kind of cool. I'm in the little coffee shop. You know Joe Coffee, right?
Yeah.
Great spot. And it's kind of like a local neighborhood spot. And this guy is there, and he's ordering a drink. He's got an Australian accent, and it's Patty Mills, the Nets point guard. And I'm like, that's an awesome sighting. So I start talking him up, and then online behind us to get a drink or something – what's his name? John Krasinski from The Office.
Oh,
now that would have put me. Now that is one where I would have probably went up.
I didn't say shit to either one, but
John Krasinski on the street right near there, and he was walking with Emily Blunt and their kids, and I looked him right in the eye, just randomly looked me in the eye, and I get that feeling. I'm like, I'm not cool enough.
They're with the kids, you gotta leave them alone.
You know who I see a bunch too, and she's unbelievably beautiful is Felicity, Carrie Russell. She lives in the hood. And
I saw her 5 days ago. Yeah.
This woman, she looks like she's 25 years old. I don't know how old she is, but it's her and her husband who she's in The Americans with. And Jimmy, I'm telling you, man, Brooklyn's the spot. I'm done with Midtown.
Clearly.
I don't want to hear about it ever again.
Yeah. Is everyone going to hate us for dropping these names?
Absolutely. No. Yeah,
we're telling you that we're losers and we're impressed by it.
My phone is filled with neighbors of mine who've hung out with Patty Mills. Patty Mills is apparently the nicest person in all of Brooklyn.
Patty Mills!
Yeah.
The best part of this is Schrager got way more excited for Patty Mills than John Krasinski. That's the best part of this whole entire thing.
It is.
Perloff, was John Krasinski ever on the DP show?
Nope. We could never get him, and I have no idea why.
Especially I tried so hard. I probably tried harder for him than any other guest, and it
really
never happened. Yeah.
Remember the pandemic? He started his own show too. We were like, "Oh, come on, talk about that."
Huge sports fan. Yeah, I know.
He's never been on Good Morning Football, has he?
No, we had Brian Baumgartner from The Office. He was great. Awesome.
Every podcast that's on Apple has had Brian Baumgartner this year. I'm pretty sure
it was the number one podcast.
No.
I'm saying he's been
a guest. He's had a lot of podcasts.
He's been a guest on every radio show, TV show, and podcast.
You had him recently, right, Jimmy?
Maybe over the summer.
He's cool. But
Krasinski is like in the, my top five of like dream guests. And
why is that? You think
because I love The Office.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't get enough credit for how important he was on The Office.
So yeah. You'd rather have him than Steve Carell?
I've had Carell. That's the thing. So that's why Krasinski's left on the list.
Was Carell what you thought he would be? Because sometimes he
was great.
A funny guy and he's very serious.
He was great. You know, it was more about like the PR people, like 15 minutes. Yep. And literally when the clock went from 14:59 to 15, the PR person got on the phone and was like, got to end it. Yep. But he was he talked about The Office. He was great. Couldn't have been nicer. It was only a 15 minute interview. It came out as well as I could have expected because you guys know this. You can't do good interviews in 15 minutes. It's very hard.
Can I go off tangent again? So you got me back into The Office when you would always be having you. I guess you had Ryan Russillo or you had Chris Long. You were doing something you were talking about. And I binged The Office during the pandemic, watched the entire thing. And I love it so much. And then the book came out that was called Welcome to Dunder Mifflin. Read it, loved it. But I also just finished a third time viewing of The Sopranos.
I watched that at the beginning of the
pandemic. There's nothing better.
No, there's nothing better.
Ever.
There is nothing. The movie, though, you want to talk about 2021, one of the duds of 2021 was The Many Saints.
I got lured into that thing and had a different experience. I got invited to go to the Beacon Theater, and I hadn't been to the movie theater in 2 years, and all the stars were there, and I sat with a lot of the old cast, and it was so awesome to see everyone that I got caught up in it, and I loved it. But I guess if I saw it on my couch, I probably wouldn't have. I mean, it's clearly not.
Yeah, the Ray Liotta thing didn't work for me. I like the way they tied up the Junior thing, but, you know.
Can I tell you one thing? I'm going to do another tangent. It presses me, Peter, and you'll know this. I sat around with Jimmy at Sports Illustrated for years, and he would talk about his heroes, Mike and the Mad Dog and Howard Stern and different things. Just when you – and then you're interviewing these people now, and you're not like Chris Farley and the Beatles. You actually do a functional interview, which to me is crazy because I saw you kind of, you know, worship your heroes. So I'm always surprised. Like, I think that you would just clam up with these guys, but you're totally comfortable.
You guys don't get nervous doing interviews, do you? I don't
– You put Howard Stern up here and you put Francesa here and then you can, you know, and Mad Dog.
The only time I was ever nervous for an interview was I interviewed Jeter in person 100 years ago. This was before a podcast. And I think after that, I realized like there's really no reason to be nervous for these things.
Yeah.
I got it out of my system early and there's just no reason to be nervous. I mean, what I get nervous about sometimes is if someone's not good on the podcast, like who the person is, you know, and you guys know this, there's different, listen, you interview people who want to come on, who get into it. There are people who are on there who want to plug stuff and that's the only reason they're there. And I try not to do those because it's not going to be good. So like, there's no reason, you know, most of the time, there's really no reason to be nervous.
Jimmy, what's your pop cultural blind spot? Like Sopranos, Office, like, but I don't do the sci-fi dragon stuff. So like, I never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. I never seen episode of Mandalorians. Like what's yours that you've never seen?
It's the same thing. I don't do any sci-fi. I don't do any Lord of the Rings and whatever Hobbits. I don't do Star Wars. I don't do Game of Thrones. Yeah. Gennaro, my buddy Gennaro, who Perloff knows.
Gennaro Police.
Yeah. Says we have an ongoing thing where he says like, There are very few things that can get through the Jimmy Traina imagination clause. Like I don't have an imagination for like a movie with, you know, Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter. Like I have no interest.
Dimensions. Time travel.
You guys are talking about these weird things. There's only
Star Wars.
The three most successful movie franchises in the history of the world.
We didn't talk about their success. The
most famous book of all time. What else do you not like, guys?
So you're like the assholes on Twitter. He literally said, what's my blind spot? He didn't say,
I don't get into like the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's not my bag.
Star Wars, these funky Star Wars. It's Star Wars, dude. It's Lord of the Rings.
I didn't say that Star Wars isn't a cultural phenomenon. I didn't say it's one of the most popular movies of all time. I said, I'm not into it. It's not my bag.
Both of you were dripping with judgment. You're like, these Game of Thrones. I know when anti-Game of Thrones people talk, they always bring up, dragons and wizards. There's a lot more going on. It's a political, socio-political commentary on feudal society and how it reflects on today's society. And the first couple seasons, they had lots of sex scenes and there were dragons and wizards and it was awesome. But you go too far when you say, when you put, you put the air quotes around Star Wars. I mean, come on,
bro.
I don't want, like, to watch a movie with something like, called R2-D2.
Are you watching all these
MCU
shows?
I love Marvel. I love Marvel.
Yeah. How? You're an adult.
How? How? It's only the most successful thing. It's the only kind of movie they make because it's cool. Did you like comic books when you were a kid?
No. I studied baseball cards. I played in the yard.
I did too. There's room in your brain to like Star Wars and the Yankees.
I could tell you the back of Steve Balboni's baseball card. I don't need to tell you about Hawkeye and Magneto.
My brain, you gave my brain way too much credit. It's very limited. It's but like, give me a straight comedy or a straight drama. Like, I'm not into anything else.
Andrew, what's your cultural blind spot? What's the one that you don't, you can't, like, everyone's having the conversation about this week's whatever, and you just kind of fade to the back?
Me? I don't have any. I'm all for it. I mean, I was sitting there when you guys were talking about the Madden documentary because I hadn't seen it. But I don't think there's anything I don't like.
What about music?
I'm not.
Did you watch the Beatles thing?
Yes, I did, and I don't even like the Beatles. Oh, that's my favorite.
Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, so no.
We just got it. So I get ripped for not liking Star Wars, and you just said you don't like the Beatles.
One of my famous lines at the Dan Patrick Show was, "I don't understand why popular music is so popular." Like. It's not that I don't like the Beatles. It's just like, why are they the Beatles of the Beatles? Does that make sense? Like, why are they the greatest band? To me, like, I thought the Rolling Stones were better, whatever. My point was, I don't like things that are, which is funny because I was ripping you guys for not like Star Wars. I don't like things that are universally considered so much above everything else when they don't.
You were really... just ranting about Game of Thrones and Star Wars.
Well, okay. So you guys, Beatles fans, like, is to you, it's a no-brainer that the Beatles are the greatest.
All right, let me give you my Beatles doc experience. Everyone raving about it on Twitter. Everyone saying it's the greatest thing ever. I think I lasted 90 seconds before turning it off. I'm good.
All right,
I'll give you my Beatles experience with the show that's on Disney Plus. Put on Howard one morning. And he's raving about it and how good it is.
I heard that.
And then he says it's 8 hours long. So I never even attempted to try to watch it. As soon as I heard 8 hours, I was like, not
happening. But I watched Ken Burns' Civil War. I mean, I'll do that.
I have no attention. The older I get, I have even less attention span. I have no attention span.
Yeah, Ken Burns only had 14 documentaries since then. And you go back to Civil War. But I loved Get Back. And I do not love the Beatles. It felt like it was, the whole thing was fake. But I'm like, they could not have faked this whole thing.
You watched all 8 hours.
They have them. No, I fast forwarded through a lot of when George Harrison was singing, I would fast forward. But they had this thing where John and Paul are basically breaking up and they had a hidden mic and they were filming it. And I think it was legit.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You just reminded me, was it on this year-end podcast last year of 2020 where you revealed that you fast-forward through a show to the end?
Yes.
Oh, even worse. Even worse. I'll read on Wikipedia what happens in a movie. I've doubled down on that since that. Since that, I've doubled down. If it's all right, any horror movie like Midsommar or like Hereditary or one of these, I do not like horror movies. So I read about it on Wikipedia, and even the Wikipedia entry can be scary at times.
I feel like you two, though, you're two of the people that sort of blow my mind in that you seem to consume everything. And I don't understand how you have the time to consume all of that stuff. I mean, you have kids, this Schrager's waking up at like 3 a.m. And then he's on Sundays, he's in L.A. Like you're driving. You were driving like 20 hours a day for the damn. Like, how do you have time to consume all this stuff? I don't understand.
Well, for me, I did not watch the second half of the Dolphins Saints last night. So I will flip back Sunday night. I'll give you an example of the kind of pressure I'm under. People don't understand this. Sunday Night Football, Dan Pack Show Monday. I know we're going to be talking about the game, but Curb just went on HBO Max and Succession went on HBO Max. So I am an expert of watching both the game and the episode at the same time.
Couldn't disagree more. I would rather sacrifice the day of not being in a Succession conversation Monday morning to have all my focus on Succession and be completely invested on that Monday night. And I kind of block off the nights. Like Succession's Monday night on DVR. Curb is Tuesday night. I watched Mayor of Easttown in one block over the course of like three. I love that Mayor of Easttown. I saw it 2 months after the fact because I was like, all right, I just won't pay attention. And then I'll dive in. And I loved it.
There's a lot there, but we got to cover. You go ahead.
I say it's really interesting. Here. I was thinking about like, what are the shows of the year? There's so many different outlets now that not everybody has the same. Some people watch all the HBO shows. Some watch the Netflix shows. Some watch the Hulu shows. So it's impossible in 2021 to have like a consensus show other than maybe Squid Game.
I do feel like Mayor of Easttown was the one show this year that people watched live and broke down and talked about. Now, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Great.
I'll listen. It's the end of the year. Maybe no one's listening. So I'll make an embarrassing confession on my own podcast. So Perloff, you said you shut off the Saints Dolphins game at halftime. And what did you watch?
What did I watch last night? I'm watching. Oh, I don't know what I was using Succession. It's like, yeah, but I'm watching The Witcher right now. But
when I saw that Ian Book had no business being on the field and it wasn't going to be a competitive real NFL game and I shut it off. Do you want to know what I watched? You're going to judge so hard. The Lucy Ricky Amazon movie.
I would
Lucille
see that.
Ball.
I would see it.
Lucy Desi. What did I say? Right? Lucy.
Who stars as Lucy? Who's Lucy?
Nicole Kidman.
I would watch it. Was it good?
That's pretty good.
And it was okay. It wasn't. It wasn't great. It wasn't what I expected, but it was pretty. I mean, listen. I I'm a TV junkie in a way, so I didn't realize like. You know, I love Lucy and, you know, it's like considered the greatest sitcom, the first sitcom and all that. I didn't realize like Lucy started a production company.
No, I don't know any of that.
And that this and Star Trek came from her production company and the Untouchables came from her, like I didn't realize the show spun off all these things. So I enjoyed it from a historical television pop culture standpoint. The movie itself, you know, was OK.
By the way, I wrote down a bunch of shows that I wanted to ask you guys if you were into.
Oh, good. Can we do this real quick, Jimmy? I know we're hijacking your podcast.
Yeah. Go ahead, Perloff.
Okay, you guys both did this season a Curb, right?
Yes, I give it a B, a solid B.
Did you both do Succession?
Yes.
No.
Get Back, obviously, we talked about Cobra Kai this year. I think they had it a season this year.
I did not watch.
Oh, Cobra Kai is awesome.
It's all
the
right.
I know you didn't do this. The Witcher on Netflix, which is like breaking off.
What is that? What's The Witcher?
No. Oh, my God. It's only like the most successful show they've ever had. It's all about like dragons and wizards. And any of the Disney shows that were like dramas like Loki or one about the witch. Those are very
funny. No witches and dragons and bullshit.
Okay.
Shows about people. That Mayor of Easttown hacks.
White Lotus.
That's what I
want. White Lotus.
Yeah, White Lotus. Did you do White Lotus, Jimmy?
I did not.
Oh, Jimmy, it's great.
I know. It just slipped through the cracks. Here's why. It came after Mayor of Easttown, and I needed a break.
Yeah,
got it. That makes sense. They're both heavy.
Can I give you one that I loved? Hacks. Yes. You guys see Hacks on HBO?
Loved Hacks.
I got to do Hacks. It's worth it.
Yeah, wow. Hacks was great. Hacks was great.
I got two quick comedies. FX has a lot of comedies.
Oh, Dave?
Dave? Are you a Dave fan?
Dave's the greatest show ever made.
Oh, we have to have a side discussion after this show about every episode of Dave.
Dave, Jimmy, have you watched Dave?
I have not watched Dave.
I don't even, I had to like, I finagled a Hulu account because I didn't have it. So like, it is so good and so different. And so I want to meet every one of those people on that show. I didn't know that Benny Blanco was actually a real producer, Andrew. Did you?
Nope.
He's a real producer with Bieber. Andrew Sorrentino, the redhead, he's a stand-up comedian. I have to meet him. He looks amazing.
He's got a new role. He's got a big role in the show coming up. He's hot.
Yeah. And then Little Dicky, I didn't know was an actual rapper. I thought he was just some funny actor.
Yeah, it's about a rapper, Jimmy, named Lil Dicky, and his behind-the-scenes life. And he's from suburban Philly. Went to the same summer camp I did. No big deal. Me and James Palmer and Lil Dicky. Oh, wait, one more show. What We Do in the Shadows on FX. Have you guys?
I heard it's great.
Taika Waititi, and it's the people who did Flight of the Conchords. That's my other comedy. And that is that's all the shows I have. Is the rest? Oh, Squid Game. That's the other one.
Didn't see it.
Jimmy, you had to do Squid Game. Oh my God, that is the show.
I lasted 20 minutes and I was out.
Interesting.
Shows I watch are terrible. That's my, like, you know what I watched? The Morning Show.
I loved it.
Jimmy. That's a big show. That's another.
See, I find it to be a horrible show and I can't stop watching it.
Same.
It's ridiculous.
Terrible season two.
I'll tell you what else I watched, The Morning Show, I don't feel like I enjoy it so bad, but I watch it anyway. I don't know. There's something about Jennifer Aniston.
And it's such wealth and it's beautiful.
Right. I watch You on Netflix.
Very popular.
Right.
He's in Our Neighborhood. I've seen Penn Badgley around.
And not to be a loser and bring it back to sports, but I will say, I do think there were a lot of good sports shows. Like The Malice in the Palace was great. That documentary was great. The 30 for 30 on the 86 Mets that Kimmel did was awesome. Great. There was another 30 for 30 this year that was really good. You know, we mentioned the Madden doc. Give me more of those things. I'm always, always into that stuff.
Do you guys do Ted Lasso?
Yeah, yes. Ted Lasso. I'm all about Ted Lasso. Yes. That's the show of 2021 in a way.
It was great. I saw it. I was late on it and I loved it. And I was skeptical. Squid Game, I'll never see. And that's a shame. It's just that everyone was talking about it and I probably missed the moment. And I'm just like, I'm not diving in now when that thing already passed,
Wait, I have another documentary, by the way. The same people who did Malice in the Palace. Did anyone happen to see the Marty Fish Nervous Breakdown?
No, but I heard it was really good.
I'm in it, dude.
Oh my God, you're in it. I texted you. It's the most unbelievable thing. It is so awesome. We were with Fox TV.
I was at Fox News. I'll tell you, the amount of people, I'm on Good Morning Football, I do Fox, I do Simmons' podcast, the amount of texts I got for a 30-second cameo from 2010 in the Marty Fish documentary has blown up my phone this year. I haven't seen
it. I gotta watch it.
It's not as good. It is unbelievable. He's in a car on the BQE going to the US Open to play Roger Federer in the quarterfinals, has a nervous breakdown, doesn't play tennis again for 3 years. Hmm. And I never knew this about him at all. It's all about his growing up with Andy Roddick and having a nervous breakdown. It's awesome.
Where can I and the listeners watch this?
This is Netflix. So it's Netflix, the same people who did the Malice of the Palace documentary.
I will watch it this week.
There's a documentary called Wild Wild West from last year about that cult in Oregon that my uncle was in. I think we talked about it last year.
What? I don't know your uncle.
My uncle followed the Bhagwan, but that's a whole different side story. Okay. Yeah. My uncle dropped out of college and moved to Oregon to be with the Bhagwan. Anyway, those people who did that documentary, which won all the awards, did sports and they did Marty Fish. They did this hockey team that was invaded by the mafia somewhere upstate. I can't remember, but they're all amazing. They did a great job.
And I'm going to give one last shout out and then I want to give a shout out, because I know you guys are old school wrestling fans too. Huh? There is a phenomenal show on Vice called Dark Side of the Ring.
Seen everyone, Jimmy.
They had a great season this year. The episode on the Ultimate Warrior there's the episode on the Plane Ride from Hell. Jake the Snake Roberts, highly recommend. Definitely. And A&E also did a bunch of WWE biographies this year. They did them over the summer. I watched all of them. So if you're a wrestling fan, especially old school, check those out. Those are great too. Shrek, do you have anything?
Jimmy, those guys like to party a little bit, surprisingly.
Yes.
I have a show, one more, Alone, where they take these survivalists.
No, I don't watch that shit. I tried.
Dude, it's awesome. Alone is the best
survivalist
show.
This goes back to my point. Like, you have kids. How do you have all this time? I don't get it.
I've just literally told you the 9 shows I've watched this year. If you ask me about any other show or ask me about anything that runs on any network other than CBS.
CBS, man. He's watching He's watching Bob Loves Ayoshala and he's watching United States of Al now. CBS guy.
Do you guys maybe Schrager, maybe you sit this one out. I don't want to get in trouble with Fox, but do you guys ever watch football on a Sunday and one of the guys will do a promo read for some show that's on during the week on Fox or CBS, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
I'm watching and I'm seeing a commercial for the penultimate episode of This Is Us. I'm like, I didn't know this thing was still on.
How about Grey's Anatomy? It's been on for about 47 seasons. They'll plug it. I'm like,
Reno 911, 911 with Rob Lowe, and he's in the snow or something.
Lone Star.
I'm like, oh, wait. I got one for you. And it's not a show to watch. It's
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
I've never heard of Yellowstone, and apparently it's the number one show in the world.
It's pretty good. But
what's the show that Al has to promote on Sunday nights on NBC? Oh. It's a city name. I think it's a one word name.
La Brea.
What the hell is La Brea? Al every Sunday's plugging La Brea.
We're really running out of time because are we going to do the Rob Gronkowski USAA ads? Is that our ads part of it? Because most of the comedy writers now work on progressive ads.
We'll wrap it with the Gronk ad. We got to go. Poor Shelby producing this. I'll just say this. I saw all these tweets about this commercial. Didn't know what it was about. You guys texted me about it. Still don't know what it's about. I went and watched it. What's the big deal? What am I missing?
He's begging so dead. Gronk, who's made hundreds of millions of dollars and has insurance for life, is begging for the rates from the USAA insurance.
He's swindling. He's trying to swindle them into pretending his family is from the military.
Is that any worse than Tom Brady telling people to go eat Subway?
No. It's so bizarre. It's the military insurance fund, and he's begging.
But when I watch it, I was like, oh, this is all clearly a setup to make fun of Gronk.
But there is this general thing where all these like high-end players, like Patrick Mahomes, has to pretend to work in a Foot Locker to get a better rate from Geico or something.
It's an odd phenomenon.
Like the NFLPA has got to get on this. Their insurance must suck because they have the best players in the world who are going to incredible lengths to save 10%.
It's literally just one storyline for every insurance ad is an NFL player lying to get their insurance. That's all it is.
But don't become your dad insurance ads. Those are the best. When they go to the football game and they're talking about getting out, that is me.
Yeah. I see. I know none of it. As soon as a commercial comes on, I either change the channel or I go on my phone. So I miss all of this stuff.
Oh, the progressive, there's this ad, don't become your parents when you get a new house. That is genuinely funny. Peter, you agree, right?
It's fine. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, God. That was so
He didn't sell that for you at all. All right. Let's do this properly. Perloff teaming up with Maggie Gray. What's it called? Gray? Is it called Maggie and Perloff?
Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Lots of places.
January 3rd, 3 to 6 Eastern. Schrager, Good Morning Football, Fox on Sundays. Bill Simmons' podcast. I can't believe he slums it on this one when he's on with Bill every week.
Friday with Bill Simmons. But I'm going to say this. The coaching cycle is going to get really hot and heavy over the next few weeks for the NFL. It is my bread and butter. I'm plugged in with a lot of these guys. And I would say follow me because I usually have things that others do not when it comes to the NFL coaching world. And there might be some bombs to be dropped on PSCHRAGS on Twitter.
By the way, you know where you can find Peter on TV. Just take your remote, hit power, and just sit back. And Peter is right there talking about football. So it's not hard to find. It's hard to miss him on I have to have a special filter to get something where Peter's not talking. Sorry.
We've gone 67 minutes, so I'm not going to circle back and have Perloff break down the Ravens offensive scheme. We're just going to end it here. But
I mean, if you bracket Mark Andrews, you're cutting Tyler Huntley's production down by 40%.
There it is. Guys, I appreciate it. Happy New Year. Stay safe. Avoid Omicron and enjoy the rest of the NFL season. It's so sad it wraps up soon, but hopefully we have a good 6 weeks here.
But wait, didn't you just say you don't like NFL games anymore, Jimmy?
No, the season is tainted, but I will watch every minute of every game.
Jimmy, if I see Krasinski, our goal is 2022 to get Jim from the office on the SI Sports Media podcast.
It came close one time and you were tied into a pro up with DP because when A Quiet Place came out, he was supposed to come on my podcast. He was supposed to go on DP. And then A Quiet Place came out. It did like $5 billion and he canceled all of his sports interviews.
By the way,
I remember saying to the publicist, if I see him on DP, I'm going to be livid.
But if I see pictures on Instagram of Peter, Paul Rudd, and Krasinski at brunch and I'm not there, I'll be very upset, by the way. I'll be getting coffee with Patty Mills, but still, you got to get us in. You got to bring us into the fold, Peter.
You've got no shot.
Just don't say anything to Keyshawn.
All right, guys. Happy. Very quick. Who will be up at midnight on New Year's Eve?
No. Come on.
No. Perloff, will you be awake at midnight on New Year's Eve?
I'll be watching The Witcher, thinking about how much you guys hate this show.
Mandalorians.
Oh, the Book of Boba Fett?
Jimmy says, I don't know if you guys saw this show, Loki. What?
Did you guys both watch Curb this week?
Yes.
No.
I need Shelby to play the Oscars music right here. Just play them off. Play the Oscars music and play them off like Larry did. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Jimmy. Thanks, buddy.
Bye, guys. Be safe.
Good to see you.
All right, my thanks to Peter Schrager, Andrew Perloff, and you for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed that little different pod than we normally do to wrap up 2021. If you missed any of the other recent pods we've done here on the SI Media Podcast, we did a year in review episode last week with Andrew Martian and John Oran. That was in-depth, a lot of sports media coverage of 2021 on that pod. Troy Aikman 2 weeks ago, Stanford Steve 3 weeks ago. Go into the archives, check them out, subscribe, download, rate, review, and that wraps it up for the SI Media Podcast in 2021. Thank you all for listening throughout the year. Really appreciate it. Thanks to all the guests. Thanks to my producer, Shelby Royston. And have a healthy, happy, safe New Year's. And we'll see you in 2022 right here on the SI Media Podcast. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.